With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The judge in former President Trump's New York case is refusing to step aside.
Trump lost his latest bid for a new judge in the case as it heads toward a key ruling and potential sentencing next month. Judge Juan Merchan declined to step aside and said Trump's demand was a rehash rife with inaccuracies and unsubstantiated claims about his ability to remain impartial. It's the third time Merchan has rejected such a request. The Trump legal team contends the judge has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a political consultant for prominent Democrats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ernesto has strengthened into a hurricane and is dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico, leaving hundreds of thousands without power and water in that U.S. territory. It's forecast to move through open waters for the rest of the week. Also at SRNnews.com, drug agents seize thousands of pounds of meth at a farmer's market in Georgia.
Special agent in charge, Robert Murphy, with the Drug Enforcement Administration, says they found 2,300 pounds of meth hidden in celery at a Georgia's farmer's market.
That was what was hiding it. Obviously, we threw away the celery, so there's no concerns of buying celery at the grocery store.
A semi-trailer coming across the Mexican border raised suspicion. Agents then zeroed in on the Atlanta State Farmer's Market in Forest Park, where a Mexican citizen was arrested. The DEA says it's one of the largest seizures of its kind. Sound courtesy WSB. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New York's Nassau County makes it illegal to wear face coverings in public except for health or religious reasons. Advocates say it will increase public safety because face coverings are often used to hide identities and criminal activity. This is SRN News. A new effort to protect Christian college students.
It's called Campus Faith Alliance, and it's the work of the Religious Freedom Institute. RFI President David Trimble tells the Christian Post that the new organization will address, quote, growing challenges for students of faith on America's college campuses. He says the alliance will defend religious freedom for all students, including Jewish students besieged lately by anti-Semitism. Alliance chapters will begin appearing on several university campuses this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to amend the state constitution to create a right to abortion. Election officials say an initiative to that end has received more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. If approved by a majority of voters, it would reverse the state's near-total ban on abortions. At least a half dozen states will be voting on abortion rights this fall. This is SRN News. A first-of-its-kind ruling in California.
A federal judge ruled that the University of California, Los Angeles, cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes and other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war on college campuses. UCLA argued it had no legal responsibility over the issue because protesters, not the university, blocked Jewish students' access to the school. John Scott reporting.
Dozens of snacks and candies are being recalled because of a salmonella risk. The FDA says it's upgrading its recall of about two dozen snacks made by the Palmer Candy Company because the white candy coatings on the snacks may have been contaminated. Snacks were sold nationwide at retailers like Target, Walmart, and Dollar General. They have a best buy date of April 2025. More details at srnnews.com.